Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
Today we're watching episode 443 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Wild Force, episode 25, Reinforcements from the Future, Part 2.
It aired originally on August 3rd, 2002, written by Amit...
This is the one you have to say.
Amit Baumick?
I don't know.
Amit Baumick.
I think that's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, an A and U next to each other...
is an owl.
Is an owl.
Honestly, no idea.
Directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Part 2 of the last episode. I'm so stoked, because last one was very fun.
It was. And this one should be even funner.
Well, I mean, it's not a three-parter, so we don't have to worry about that. So hopefully it is. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because Reinforcements for the Future Part 1 ruled. I have no reason. I've seen this episode. I don't remember a lot except for the very end. So that is going to be fun from my memories. anyway, go watch the episodes. Go watch Reinforcements from the Future Part 1 and 2, at least. We're going to go watch Reinforcements from the Future Part 2 right now.
Time Force. We're back, and we just watched Reinforcements from the Future Part 2.
Hell yeah, we did.
It was mostly pretty good.
I thought it ruled.
And it was 99% very good.
Yeah, then there's a 1% turn the punch bowl right at the end. We're going to talk about that probably for a long time when we get there, so I think we should save the surprise for the end. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's our website. You can go there and listen to old episodes of the show up through In Space. You can also go to our classic feeds if you want to listen to the old shows in a podcatcher. Those are Morphin Grid Classics Volume 1 and 2. Those are updated up through Turbo. So you go listen to all those great episodes.
We know you'll love them.
You'll love to hear them. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Juicy with an I podcasts. We're on
TMTM.
Copyright Onetta Farms, Star Ranch.
So is that just like there's one farm that produces this very specific
apple? One juicy apple. Yeah, I guess there's just this one copywritten apple produced from Onetta Star Ranch. Anyway, we're also on Google Play sometimes when they deign it to be so. We're on Stitcher and Podknife and Podbay and Chartable and Chattable.
Chattable?
Chattable. Come talk about us. Chattable.com.
That seems like it's one of those random chat room
websites. I feel like that is one where mostly people masturbate at each other. We're also on Podforcements. It's where all your podcast friends come together and give you good podcasts to listen to that you probably won't. Because a lot of times people will ask, and I do this, people will be, hey, give me some good podcast recs. And everyone gives me their recs, and I'm like, I don't want to listen to any of those.
Yeah, I don't. I've done that multiple times.
Yeah. But if you want to leave us a rating review, that'd be great. It helps out a lot. Help us climb up those charts. Fight Joe Rogan. Fight My Favorite Murder. Fight the other, all of them, the rest of them.
We'll fight every podcast one by one.
Every single one, one by one. I think I like our odds. I don't know. I feel like we're pretty scrappy. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show. You get some cool things in return. You get Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. You get bonus episodes. You get early episodes. All the favorite Patreon things. You know. There's also a Discord that you got to dig a little bit for, but not too much for. If you're a $5 backer, you can get access to the Discord. So go check that out. This is a Friday episode technically, but we did do Friday stuff on last episode, which is technically a Monday episode. So I think we don't need to do anything. I think we can just jump in.
Yes. Yeah, we mixed it up because there's two this week. So there was one last week.
There's one last week. There's going to be one next week, and because that'll get us back on schedules.
Yeah, the proper odd and even recording days.
Yeah, that makes sense for us and also the release schedule that I like so much. All right, so we're just going to jump in then to reinforce it for the future. Hey, quick advisory. I did cry watching this episode, so...
I did not, but I did get very happy at the end until something else happened.
Until someone took a dump in the punch bowl.
Just a tiny little... That was
just a little poot, and it didn't ruin it.
No, it's delicious.
But I'm not going to have any of that punch, I'll tell you that much.
It's delicious, delicious punch, but like at two cups in, you see the turd in the bowl.
Yeah. We start off on Shayla trying to make the TV antennas work. She can't because she's from the past and it's from the future. She's 4,000 years removed from this thing. So she's just like touching it and she's like, I don't know. Then all the Rangers come in and they are all injured because the last episode ended with them running away after getting their asses kicked. Jen's there with them because that's how that last episode ended. They come in and Wes is like, Jen, how long have you been here in the past? And she's like, I've been tracking him for about a week. And he's like, you've been here for a week? You didn't contact us? Like, why? And she, before she can say anything, she's like, oh, the TV had an owl on it.
Yeah, oh, excuse me. This thing is doing stuff with an owl?
In my living room? And I don't know how to... I know from owls. I don't know about... I know... she probably knows a metal owl. There's probably an owl zord.
There's gotta be.
We're getting... We're like over halfway through the season, though.
Yeah, I think so we may have just... I've lost count. I forgot to keep counting.
I don't know. But I think it's like 15.
Yeah, I don't think we've cracked 20 yet.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see all 100, which is a bummer.
Unless they all just like rain from the Animarium in the last episode. It just rains Zords.
Look, that would be pretty kick-ass. I'd be down for that. So she was like, there's an owl on TV. Someone help me do something about it. So they just like touch it and then it turns on. Shayla just couldn't figure it out. And it's Circuit. And he's like, hey, Captain Logan said we're sending you some reinforcements from the future. Ba-da-bow, ba-da-bow. So then we get a scene of them launching a time ship, and Lucas, Katie, and Trip are all in seats doing that like ooh G-force thing.
Yeah,
because they just got punched back in time. What happens?
They meet him on the beach.
Right, they go to the beach where the time ships can only crash.
Yeah, I think it's the same beach.
If I had to guess, I would say it's probably the same beach. So out comes Trip and Lucas and Katie, and there's like a lot of hugs and high fives and like, yeah, welcome back.
I didn't notice this right away, but okay. They're all in their Time Force uniforms,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
But Trip has his backpack, and I don't know why.
It's his signature look. Yes. How would you know who it is without the backpack?
I don't know why they insist on him having this bulky backpack on all the time. It's like empty. It's a limp, floppy backpack.
It's a flaccid, droopy backpack. What I don't get is that, like, they're like, yeah, gotta give him a signature thing, like a backpack. He also does have green hair and is the only one with, like, wildly colored hair.
And a jewel on his forehead that yeah. He can read minds with, but don't worry, he won't.
He won't and can't, but does, but won't, but willn't, but can, but dog poop? So they're, like, they're having a happy reunion, and then Rancic and Nadira walk out of the time ship. And Jen is about to straight up murk him.
She's about to shoot him in the head.
She is walking over to execute him. And Trip, they all stop her. But Trip's like, no, he's here to help. And he's like, Rancic's like, I've done a lot of bad things in the past that I can never take back. But I'm here to try and make amends. And while this is happening, we get a shot of Cole, like, looking away and like closing his eyes and I guess listening to Rancic's heart.
Yeah, there's like a weird sound effect that's like I don't know how to describe it, but it's definitely like
I'm doing heart magic right now.
Yeah, I'm doing some nature heart reading.
Yeah, and it's like Rancic's voice is like a little bit filtered, so it sounds like it's coming from inside him, but it's like the same words. And he walks up to Jen and he's like, He's telling the truth. His words are coming from his heart. And Jen, to her and definitely Aaron Cahill's credit, goes, like, looks back at Rancic and goes, all right, we'll hear him out. But it is her face is still 100% like, I will shoot you if you are lying. Like, if anything goes sideways, you're dead. And I feel like in any other season of Power, with a lesser Power Ranger actor, she'd be like, oh, your heart said so? Dope. We're best friends now. But there's like, okay, I'm not going to trust him, but I will, my guard's going to stay up.
Yeah.
Which I really, really like.
And I have so many guns on me right now, so you better not step out of line, spiky boy.
I am loaded for bear at this point.
I did not notice this at all through all of Time Force, but there's a shot from over Rancic's shoulder, and he's got little tiny horns randomly in his head.
Yeah. Yeah, just kind of poking out.
Which is a detail they didn't need to put there, because I never noticed it before now.
Yep. And, well, it also kind of plays in to what's going on in a minute.
That's true.
Like, a little bit, in a way. So we cut up to the Animarium, and Rantic's like, I'm the one who created the Mute Orgs. And they're like, what? Huh? And he's like, so before...
He did say when he was talking to Jen, he's like, I've done a lot of bad crap, especially to you. I killed your crappy boyfriend.
Which I'm not super sad about.
But
you're
then
welcome.
He came back and he was a jerk and like... So maybe it was fine.
So, like, who's really to blame here?
But he does say, like, I want to make up for this mistake. And then they, like, cut right after he says that, so it, like, doesn't have time to sit for a minute.
Yeah.
And then we get to the Animarium where he's like, I made them. I made them what they are.
I made them. And he's like, so before I became the raddest crime lord ever, he does.
A humble brag for a minute.
Yeah, he's like, before I put my cool mask on and got all the mutants together to do crime, back when I was just like an ostracized man with a mutant face, I was like on the outskirts of society, you know, away from the utopia that Time Force created. And he's in like this desert, and he comes up to this like ruined city. And what I like about this is that it kind of makes it feel like all of human society is in this one big mega city, and then everything else on the planet is like desert and wild lands.
Yeah, like in the Mario movie.
Yeah. Man, why didn't we get a sequel? Why didn't we get Mario 2?
Because for a long time people thought the movie was bad, and so they didn't do it again. And Nintendo hates it.
Nintendo can fuck right off with that. That movie rules. Also, Bob Hoskins has passed away now, so we can't get a second one, but we can get Dario
Luigi's
Mario.
Mansion.
We can get John Leguizamo as Luigi doing Luigi's Mansion, but now, because Mario's just in a painting the whole time, we can get a picture of Bob Hoskins and make it move around.
Yeah, that's easy.
We can make that work.
You can piece together his old dialogue and make new dialogue.
Yeah.
He only needs to say, like, thank you, Luigi. Like, that's it.
Luigi, don't touch my tools.
I played like 10 minutes of Luigi's Mansion 3 so far, and it's just like the voice acting in Mario games like this is very charming.
It is. Did you know that apparently in Luigi's Mansion, they confirmed that Mario and Luigi are twin brothers?
Ah.
Which I knew because in...
But I thought Luigi was the younger brother.
He's younger by like 8 minutes or something.
Oh, okay.
But like in the Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, where like Turtles in Time, whatever that one was. Partners in Time. Like they met their baby forms. Their baby forms are both babies at the same time.
That's true.
So like clearly they have to be born, but you just never think of it that way. Real weird. Anyway, so we're outside Dino Hatton. We're on the outskirts of Dino Hatton now. And there's this huge ruined city. And there's three orgs, presumably the three mute orgs. And they are in statues. And they're like, some dinky, dumbass humans put us in statues like a wicked long time ago. Get us out and we'll give you power and stuff. And Rancic is like, I also hate humans. So yeah, absolutely. And blast them free.
He just shouts everything at them because he's angry.
Well, he's angry, like the wind's whipping around.
He's an angry wasteland wanderer, and so he's just like, "If you hate humans, our quest is the same."
It's great. Can you imagine Master Org saying the same thing and not coming off like a total dingus?
If you hate humans,
our quest is the same. So then he blasts them open, and they jump into his mouth.
They all swim around in his mouth for a minute.
They get all his DNA off from inside of his cheeks like a DNA swab. And then he's like, yeah, they took some of my mutant DNA to make them more powerful, and that's why they're mute orcs. But in return, they also made my body a living weapon. Yes, and that's how he can turn his bones into knives.
That's an org thing.
That's an org trick
that's crazy.
They gave him. Hey, Amit, great job, my man. Like,
that
legit,
rules.
Tying Power Rangers mythology together, I feel like has never happened before this.
This might be the first time.
It's always like, hey, we have cars, and we're on a spaceship, and that's all, it's all in the same place, and it's also here. And it's like, we're on a different spaceship. Well, here's our other spaceship ones who can also do space stuff. Cool. And then it's like, we have cars made by this lady, or we have swords made by this lady. And they're like, dope, we got ours from swords stuck in a rock on a different planet. And they're like, cool, that's fine. Never before have they been like, here's how they connect and work together.
Yeah, the swords are from this other thing that these Rangers fought before.
Yeah.
It's nothing like that.
Like, they don't even, up until like Beef Morphers, they don't even mention the Morphin Grid anymore, which is like,
yeah,
canonically where all the ability to transform comes from.
And then Beast Morphers is like, we distilled the Morphin Grid into green slime.
We
made, and you can just inject it into your bike and go really fast if you want.
We made this injectable ecto cooler to make your bike's Nickelodeon Guts bike. Do you have it? The Morphin Grid. He's like jacked up now, and he's got cool bone swords. And then we kind of come back, and he's like, so that was my bad.
In retrospect, maybe a bad idea that I did that.
He's like, and I was extremely angry back then all the time. And so, like, you know how that goes. But, like, now I have a chance to make things right. And Jen stands up and walks over. And she's like, we can't change the past, but together we can work for a better future. And then she releases him from his handcuffs that she put on him, and it is a beautiful little parallel.
They must have known at the end of Time Force that there was going to be like a team up episode that they could like wrap some loose ends up in.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at this point, like, the team ups are standard issue. I don't know if they still do them or if there have been any like classic team ups for the last couple years, but like from In Space, I think In Space is the first like proper one, because that's when Justin comes back,
right?
But then every year after that, there's always been like the team of Rangers comes back and helps them.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they planned for it. I don't know if Jonathan Zacher was like, here's some thoughts you should do, or Amit just like,
I'm sure he did that, but his thoughts sucked.
Probably.
And Amit was
very
like,
much.
I know, I have some ideas to make these episodes good ones. These will be the best episodes of Wild Force, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got this, John. Don't worry. Then we got, I wrote down jokingly, I'm crying in the club. I wasn't actually, but wait. It's gonna happen. So for like an extremely Jake Mason reason. nothing like emotional happens. It's just like fights make me emotional because like professional wrestling, I guess. And so like when there's a really good fight, sometimes I just get teary. So we cut to like later. It's still nighttime, but it's later. Everybody's like, you know, on cots and they got blanket stuff. And Jenna West like get up under a blanket and snuggle together and then look at each other and lean their heads in and don't kiss because Papa Haim hates it.
I hate... Ugh.
Don't
this
you
the,
dare do a kiss, even
thing.
When you set the fucking thing up.
This is twice now that they should have but didn't.
It is infuriating. Just let them. They're adults. They want to do it. Papa Haim, What is your hang up about kisses?
I hope Hasbro, Papa Hasbro, lets him kiss.
Oh, Papa, let him kiss, Papa Hasbro.
Hashtag let them kiss.
Hashtag let them kiss. We cut from there. Oh, sorry. They talk about Destiny 2. We cut from there over to Eric, who's like cleaning his Quantum Defender. And Taylor comes up and she's like, hey, you're always on the job, huh? And he's like, yep. And just like kind of clean his thing. And so they like do a little bit of flirting. And she's like, so what's up with that cool gun? And he's like, oh, well, this is not like a regular gun. This is a one of a kind. Right.
Maybe you could tell by the fact that it looks like a T-Rex
it's T-Rex with a trigger mouth? On it.
But he also is like, it's not a toy, but actually it very distinctly is a toy.
It is. Power Rangers and Super Sentai pioneered this, but their greatest trick was to make the weapons look like toys, so when you sell the toys they look just like the weapons. but so he's like, yeah, here you go. And he's like, he's doing that like I'm gonna like impress this cute girl by being like, here's a cool thing that I know about, and hands her, and she's like kind of bop in the mouth because the mouth flaps.
Right.
And she's like, this is pretty neat. And he's like, well, it's not a toy. And she's like, dog, I was in the Air Force. I could teach you a thing or two about guns. Which I love.
And then that is the moment that Eric falls in love with Taylor,
and,
I think.
Oh, head over here. You can hear the Sims music playing. Like when the two Sims fall in love, you can hear it playing over them. But also, this is just another scene where it's like, man, Alison Kipperman is head and shoulders a better actor than everybody else she has to work with, except today.
Except these other five Rangers that came here.
Yeah,
or six, because Eric is six.
Yeah, Eric is six, and then Rancic and Nadira.
Right.
We cut to Master Org and the Mute Orgs, and they're at a power plant, and they're like, we'll use the power plant against the Rangers. The humans have the power plant. We're going to make it weapons.
Yeah, no, he's like, we'll use the technology of humans. We'll pollute them. We'll pollute them so much. But it's like, dude, that's a power plant. It's already polluting.
It is pollution. The joke's on you. You just gotta let it go. But they're gonna like blow up the reactor and like leak out pollution all over the place because he's a Captain Planet villain.
All of the pollution at one time. This bad.
What if Loot and Plunder was a demon also? That's Master Org, basically. The pool shows them, the next morning, the pool shows them that Master Org is with the Mute Orgs. And Shayla's like, oh, they came back to meet the Master Org of the 20th century. Or 21st century. And Rantic's like, yes, they're going to use this to rewrite the future. Vernon Wells, I missed you so much, bud.
He's hamming it up a little extra, I think, because he looked around and he was like, I can get away with a lot.
He's like, oh, yeah. Like, I will fit right in chewing on this scenery, this big rock lion that is somehow here. Then we cut to the power plant. Rantic's like, they're like, all right, let's split up. Rantic's like, well, hold on. I have to go with you because I'm the only one who can negate their power, their mutant power. And they're like, yeah, good job. So we cut up. We split into three teams, or I guess four teams.
I think it's...
It's four.
It's four teams because all the colors team up, but also two of the teams are together.
Yeah, so two teams are together, but then they split off. So the teams are blue, green, and black. So Danny and Lucas and Max and Trip all go to like the control center, and they find a computer. And they're like, "All right, let's shut this reactor down before it overloads and explodes." And they so Trip starts doing that, and then a bunch of nutties come in.
This is when I noticed Trip's backpack, because he sat in the chair, and it just, like,
and it
pushed
gets caught.
Up.
Yeah. Like a dingus. Like a real Melvin.
What a Melvin.
Freaking Minkus over here. And so the other three are like, Trip, you got this? And he's like, yeah, I can shut this down. They're like, dope, we'll protect you while you do that, which I love. Like, this is a great use of everybody here.
Outside of, like, a fight, we haven't really seen a lot of nutties.
It's been a minute.
Because I was thinking, because they were, like, getting in the way in this episode. Which,
yeah.
Like, at this point kind of feels like a season one throwback, where, like, putties were the main problem, and then, like, the monster showed up.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing with this is that there is no Sentai footage. Like,
yeah.
Except for the, you know, reused... knocking them back through space stuff. There's no, like, the orgs apparently were supposed to be this trio of orgs from the Gal Ranger movie, It was going to be Zeus Org, Poseidon Org, and Hades Org, and they look amazing, but there was a warehouse fire, and those suits were destroyed.
Oh.
So they couldn't use them, so they literally just slapped together, like, from a bunch of different things, so a couple unused suits from the past couple seasons, like, literally Deviant's head.
So you were right. It literally is just Deviant's head on a different body.
Yeah, it's, like, on a different body with, like, two different arms and a leg. Yeah, the legs are from something, and then, like, there's, like, a patch from something. Like, they're all three of them are Frankensteins, apparently. Like, there's a whole list on the Ranger Wiki of, like, what they are. I don't remember it, but I looked at it the other day. They start doing that. We cut to Eric, Taylor, Katie, and I think Jen and Alyssa are here at the start, but then they split off, or maybe they're not here and I just thought they were.
I can't remember.
I don't think so. So they start fighting, the two yellows and Eric start fighting a bunch of nutties. Because again, like, nutties are like an obstacle today. Like, they are like a problem that you need to get past, which I think is a great use of mooks.
Yeah,
everyone should do more.
That's the whole point of them.
Yeah, it's not like just to fill out a fight.
They're supposed to be level 1, and then the monster is level 2, and the giant is level 3.
Yeah, and, like, you morph to fight the monsters. You don't morph to fight nutties.
No.
They just nutties.
That's where Power Rangers lost its way.
I think so. So here's the thing that I forgot. Eric and Dan Southworth kick so much ass, he's incredible.
He's very good at fighting. I wish we got a couple more seasons worth of him so he could reach Adam levels.
Yeah, why can't he be the next Tommy Oliver? I know he doesn't love Power Rangers, but he likes the paycheck from Power Rangers. He's very open about it. But, like, I wish he would have got paid for two more seasons.
Yeah.
He does this one move where he, like, kicks a nutty in the stomach and, like, follows through so it spins around and then catches its neck with the back of his leg and then, like, throws it on the ground. It is slick as hell. Also, there's a moment where he stops and just looks at Taylor fighting because she's also pretty good. And he's like, I'm going to marry her.
He's like, yes.
Yes, please.
I do.
And then Katie's, like, just being super strong, throwing people around. And then we cut to Jen and Alyssa with guns. And Josh, I literally started crying watching this.
This is, I think, the oddest pairing.
It is. It's literally just the Pink Rangers. I mean, Alyssa's a White Ranger, but she's the
Pink Ranger.
For all intents and purposes, the Pink Ranger.
She's got pink on her outfit. So
yeah. But I legit started crying when they are just shooting a bunch of nutties and covering each other's backs because it is so good.
When they're playing the raddest game of laser tag ever.
It is so rad. There's one point where, because, like, Alyssa's, like, clearly, like, Alyssa and Jessica Reyes clearly not as trained at using guns fakely, right?
Sure.
As Aaron Cahill is. So a lot of times it's, like, Alyssa, like, kind of pointing and shooting. Jen has two guns and she's just, like, fucking John Wick killing everybody. They end with like, by doing, like, a triple kill where Jen kills two at once and Alyssa shoots a third one, and they're back to back, and it's amazing. It's, like, the greatest thing ever.
It's very good.
Oh, I love it so much. Then we cut from there to Wes and Rancic and Cole and Nadira, and they're, like, looking for the mute orgs. And the mute orgs find them by jumping down and, like, attacking Nadira. Like, they just, like, jump down on her. And Rancic, like, flips and runs over to, like, protect his daughter, which I love that he doesn't go to, like, kill the mute orgs first. He like, Nadira is the priority.
I think he kicks them, like, off of her.
Yeah.
And then just, like, covers her.
Yeah. And the other two start, like, fighting Deviant 2 and Thunder Ronnie. And then Centipeter just slashes Rancic across the back and he blows up. And then they, like, kind of get them away from there because, like, the mute orgs, like, group up to, like, do this big blast attack. And the Rangers are like, we gotta get out of the way. So they, the two of them and Nadira start running, but Rancic just stands there and he's like, nope, it's time for me to fix my mistake. And then runs up to them as they are charging up this freaking Kamehameha.
And that's what they shot at them last time when they were running away, I think.
Yeah, it's like this triple blast, and it, like, blew up the desert, so it's pretty bad. And Rancic just, like, grabs it and gets exploded.
Yeah, And he takes a really good, trust fall bump.
Yeah, he like flies backwards.
Because he like gets exploded, and then they turn around and they see him, his like arms, his arms wide open. He just like falls back and lands completely flat on his back. It's not like a like an actor taking a fall. Yeah. You know?
It's not like a like you sit first or you put your hands down to brace. It is like a bump. The Rangers run up to him and he's like dying because he just got exploded. But it turns out he took away their mutant sides. Like he just took away all the mutant stuff. So now that they can destroy them because they're not like triple powered.
They're just orgs now.
Yeah, and they you can beat an org. You can beat a mutant, you can beat an org. Can't beat a mute org. No. And I think statistically, these are the most powerful villains ever.
Yeah, when they are still hybrids, they're untouchable. They're unbeatable.
Yeah. So he's dying. Nadira stays with him. We cut to Trip. Trip shuts down the reactor. Max whips out his phone and calls Taylor. He's like, Taylor, it's all you. So then they knock. We cut over to Taylor and Jen, or not Taylor and Katie and Eric. She gets the phone call saying like, all right, it's you guys are up. Eric throws Taylor his quantum defender. Your boy cried again. She grabs it. She does its cool spin move because, like, why not?
It's completely unnecessary. She could have just caught it and shot the reactor, but instead she catches it, does a full 360 while also laying down.
Yeah.
And then shoots it from the ground in literally the coolest way she possibly could have.
Yeah, the only cooler way is if she would have caught it while fighting a nutty, caught and 360 no-scoped it, just like no look shot it. But she does this cool spin move and blows it up, and Eric absolutely popped a boner. We cut to the mute orgs. So they shoot the reactor so the reactor can't melt down, essentially, I think. It's not 100% clear.
I feel like that would probably have the opposite effect.
Yes, I think – well, they shut the reactor down, and then I think they're blowing it up, A, to give them something to do, and B, so that, like, it can't be used again. But now, like, half of Turtle Cove is without power.
Yeah, first of all, this is a power plant, which thank God nobody works at.
Right. Right.
Second of all, if you blow up a reactor, everything reacting in it is free.
And well, that Josh
can't be good.
That's why they shut it down first. That's why Trip did a computer on it.
Okay. I guess that's fair. If he stopped the energy from flowing into it, and then they just blew it up, so that Turtle Cove.
10-year throwback on that one.
Turtle Cove. That's to go back to like matches and lanterns
just for a couple weeks while they fix it. So they run, the mute orgs are running away because now they're just orgs, and they get stopped by dumbass Merrick just standing there.
I hate this so much. I'm glad Merrick himself is only in the episode for like 30 seconds and then he morphs into the much better but still not great Wolf Ranger.
The Wolf Ranger is objectively much cooler, but it's them running, and then there's just like a guy in a completely zipped up motorcycle jacket that's too big,
and he's like, hey,
he's like, stop it.
And he slowly walks onto the frame with his arms crossed.
It
and
looks
his boy band hair, and he's like,
looks, you know, the scene in Santa Claus when all the elves are doing a cool walk. That's Merrick. Merrick is just a grown-up elf doing a cool walk. Oh, man.
Somebody please recut this scene with sharp-dressed man in the background.
So he walks up. The other Rangers kind of flank him. And then there's 12 Rangers all lined up, and they do an enormous morph. They do all the Wild Force Rangers, all the Time Force Rangers, and then Merrick and Eric, which are the same names as the Barbaric brothers from season 3. It was Eric and Merrick Barbaric. So, call back.
I guess.
So they do their thing. There's a huge fight. And a lot of times when I watch a fight, I just stop taking notes and I'm like, yes, let me enjoy this fight if it's cool, or let me not worry about the fight if it's whatever. I actually wrote down what's going on in this fight because there's a lot of moving parts.
This fight
it's not like confusing, but yeah. It's like a lot of stuff happens.
Yeah, this fight is very, very cool in a very frustrating way. That I think I'll talk about when we get through the fight itself.
Okay. I also did do. I was still kind of. My eyes were very wet from the last couple scenes. But when they
now
all
we're
did
about
the,
to get another cool fight, so you're gonna get even wetter eyes.
When they did the big morph, and I was like, I love it when there's so many Power Rangers in one place.
And that colored smoke just blasts up.
It
behind
was so
them.
Dope. They're like Power Rangers Unite, and I was like, yes, do it. So here's how the fight breaks down. Jen and Alyssa are taking on Deviant 2. I skipped one. So we start with Lucas, Trip, Max, and Danny. They're fighting Thunder Ronnie. They do this weird like double team where the two not little ones throw the little ones up. They grab onto like some beams or rafters or whatever, and then Thunder Ronnie goes to like double axe murder. Danny and Lucas, they grab the axes. The other two drop down and like grab his axes with their feet and then use them to attack him. It's pretty neat.
It was very cool.
The much simpler Jen and Alyssa part of the fight is they just like beat up Deviant too. Jen throws Alyssa on, and then like when he's getting kicked in the head by Alyssa, Jen kicks him in the stomach or something.
Is this the one where he like flies over them and she maybe it was Taylor, and she throws Alyssa up into the air and she like backflip kicks him as he's flying by?
I think that's this one, because Taylor and Katie just fought nutties.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So that's this one. It's pretty dope. Then we cut to the two yellows, Taylor and Katie. They're fighting a bunch of nutties. It's pretty great because Katie's super strong and Taylor is a no-nonsense Air Force major.
Yeah, Katie is super strong, and Taylor is super efficient.
Yeah.
And together, so like, they're the perfect tag team.
Exactly. It's just them just murdering a bunch of nutties for a second. Then we cut to Wes and Cole, and they're fighting Centipede. And I don't really remember what happens. It's a cool team-up, but it wasn't like nothing super amazing happened, but they do like beat him back.
Yeah, it's just two Red Rangers fighting.
Yeah, you know. And then we cut over to Eric and Merrick, the Barbaric Brothers. And they just, from like 40 yards away, just shoot at nutties. They just play duck hunt with nutties. That's it. So that now that all that these parts have been taken care of, the three that have muscle butt suits, Wes, Eric, and Cole, they muscle butt up. The others pull out all their weapons, and the three mute orgs just kind of are grouped, and they just get like shot a million times until they all die.
Yeah, they get shot 12 times, and three of them are muscle butt shots.
Yeah,
so good game.
Yeah, rip. Morning till we join ya. You dead. Then we cut to them out of... Oh, so the fight is over. What was your grievance with the fight that you said?
There's a lot of really good teamwork moves that I don't think we get when it's just one team of Power Rangers, and that's kind of frustrating.
Yeah. Because, like, here's the thing. Danny can still throw Max. And,
yeah.
And to be fair, they have done tag team stuff in, like, Never Give Up. They, like...
That's true.
Red Rover or something. But, like... Y'all should do that more.
Yeah, but it's like, look how good the two Pink Rangers work together. Look how good the two Yellow Rangers work together. It's like, but Alyssa and Taylor could do these same moves in a regular fight.
Yeah, and like different ones that would work, you know, for their styles. Yeah.
Remember the human chain? Do you remember the human
Yeah, episode chain? Two. They did this whack-ass thing where what's his name? Zach jumped on Jason's shoulders, and then Kim held on to his feet, and they just spun around.
Jason spun around, and they just knocked out a bunch of putties that way.
By the way,
which is a move they practiced, because Jason said human chain, and the other two knew what that meant.
And they weren't like, okay, and held hands or anything. They like did a thing. Also, earlier in that scene, Jason's climbing in that episode, Jason's climbing a rope, and like he lands on Billy's shoulders and they're swinging around. You can see just like how thick Jason's thighs are.
Yeah.
So like, good job for being strong enough to hold two human beings up with your body.
Yeah, I just think that that's a lot of the stuff the fights are missing now, and why you like you don't take notes when they're on, and why I kind of black out when they're fighting is because it's just like one ranger versus so many putties, and the Red Ranger fights the monster.
Yeah, or like they're all fighting the monster, and they just all get knocked down one by one, and then they regroup and get the salad slash. Like there's not like cool things happening. And also, this is I think that's like a little bit the Sentai problem. Is that like a lot of fights are Sentai footage, so they trim that stuff down to like just what they need. And the American footage, they're like, let's go buck wild. Let's do some cool stuff. Cause I love unmorphed fights. I want more unmorphed fights from my Power Rangers.
I miss those the most, I think.
If they don't get a lot of unmorphed fights next season with the ninjas, I'm going to be so mad.
Well, they have to be Power Rangers to be ninjas. They can't just be a ninja.
No, Josh. They are just ninjas.
Well, then they better have hired martial artists.
I certainly hope so. So anyway, we cut to like a minute from now, and they are unmorphed, and they get up to where Rancic is, and he looks dead. And Nadira is like over him in classic mourning pose.
She is over, she's like cradling his head. She is crying when they show up. You can hear her like,
yeah.
But it turns out that she was happy crying.
Yeah, because she's like, it's a miracle. And then Rancic sits up and he's just he's a man now.
He's so handsome.
More like Hansick.
Ransom? Nope.
Nope, that's a whole separate
that's
word.
That's a thing. I guess Hansick.
Hansick kind of works. He's just like a handsome-ass man Vernon Wells in a mutant suit.
He's a whole different kind of daddy now.
He's an extremely different kind of daddy now, and he's going to be an even different kind of – he's going to be a dad in a minute.
He's going to be a pops in just a
He's going to be Mr. Nadira in a second, like Nadira's dad. They're like, yeah, you're cured of your mutant like stuff.
Yeah, if you give a mutant too much mutant energy, it fixes them,
cancels it out. I'm trying to think of the mechanics of that, because he absorbed all the mutant stuff from the mute orgs,
but he gave them that mutant stuff,
but it was there, so maybe they're like, it just fixed all of his DNA coming back.
Maybe,
who knows. It doesn't matter. The
came
point
back
is,
in a different order. It's like a sugar and corn syrup situation. It's the same stuff, but it's like different.
Yeah, it's just one's wet and one's dry. So we go to like commercial. We come back and Circuit and Shayla are setting up a picnic on the Animarium. And everyone comes in this huge line, and she's like, oh, everybody. And they're like, Shayla, Circuit, what's up? We found this dad somewhere. And we got him a shirt from Bennigan's.
The Time Force Rangers are in their civvies.
Yep.
They're in their one outfit that they all have and kept.
Yeah. Eric, who has only been in his civvies like once, is in new civvies, and it's not his big giant white shirt, and I was a little disappointed.
Well, they don't have to footage match it this time, so they gave him a big red shirt.
They gave him a big red shirt over a t-shirt, and like it looks very good, but I just wish he would have had his big billowy blouse. Then we get the turn of the punch bowl.
Wait, like, so this whole scene, the last, like, 3 minutes of this episode is very, very good. I do have a couple questions, but
okay,
it's undercut.
There's just this grim specter floating above it.
There's one dark rain cloud covering the sun in a clear blue sky.
And that is a techno remix of the very bad sing-song song.
Of the stupid deer song.
The dumbass deer song with like a...
Right.
Like very 2002 dance music.
It took me a couple of lines before I was like, this is the damn song.
Like I heard it like... at first I was like, this is a weird Ace of Base B-side. And then like... there's the, I get up in the morning and I love singing my song to you. Like that whole thing started and I was like, no, don't do this to me.
It was too much Time Force. They had to Wild Force it up. by getting this stupid sing-song in.
Why'd you have to get your shit in, brother? We were doing so well.
Anyway, ignoring the sing-song.
Yeah, if you just treat it like white noise, like I did the first time I watched it, I didn't even, like, think about it. Oh, apparently, also, somebody got fired over the karaoke video.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't know who, but it was someone's job to, like, make that scene work, and they got fired. Good.
Oh, look, I don't want to wish anybody's livelihood away from them, yeah. But if anyone deserved it.
Yeah, maybe you should go back to school or something.
Take an editing class.
Yeah.
Use real software, not just Movie Maker.
Right. So everybody's having fun. We get like a lot. There's like them all eating and them just like hanging out, chilling. And like Rancic looks like he's a dad at a barbecue. Like 100%. He's wearing like a Guy Fieri button-up shirt and khakis.
He's got his hair cut.
His hair's cut. He's just like a handsome man now. And it's just so funny to me. And the entire time we were talking about Time Force and how rad Rancic the evil mutant was, all I could think about was this guy's going to be a barbecue dad at some point.
All he's missing is a Kiss the Cook apron.
Right? And like a Budweiser.
That would have been great if he was like grilling, because obviously he would be.
Obviously, yeah.
And he had a Kiss the Cook apron on, and Shayla comes up, and because there's a lot of just like quick like Rangers having fun together, which I want an entire show about now.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And it would have just been funny if one of those quick little things was like Shayla comes up and smooches him on the cheek a little bit, and Merrick like broods in the background.
Yeah.
And she looks at Merrick like, "You could have had it all, buddy.
You could have had it all. You're not this handsome. You gotta get that weird rebel symbol off your chin. This is a real man's beard." So we get a little scene of Max like flirting with Nadir, like he's got flowers. He's like, "Huh?" And she's like, "As if." And then he like goes to the other side. He's like, "But they smell good." And then Rancic's just off the side. He's like, "Ahem." And Max is like, "Hey, Mr. Rancic," and like shakes his hand and like tries like giving him the flowers.
He does a great job of panicking.
It's very good. And then, while this happens, Lucas just walks up and, like, holds his hand out.
Well, no, while this happens, just, like, a hand comes down to Nadira.
Yes.
And I was like, that better be than it is, because she takes it and stands up, and it's Lucas, and they're dating for real.
They're dating?
I'm so excited. It's the happiest moment in Power Rangers.
What I love is that Max and Rancic sees at the same time. Rancic's like, "Hey." And Max is like, "Hey, come on, man. I called dibs," or whatever gross thing his 15-year-old ass would probably say. And Lucas just looks back like, "We're going to go have sex in the woods now." And then
Nadira turns back and does that like finger wave with like totally.
Like, bye. Going to go get mine. So they leave to go have sex. Then we cut to Taylor, who's like sitting under a tree reading. And Eric walks up in his civvies. He's like, "Hey, what's your read?" She's like, "Just a book." And they just like flirt about it. And he's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah."
And he like gets the book away from her. He's like, "Oh, I've read this book." And then she like starts chasing him.
The way he gets the book away from her. Because he comes up. He's like, "What's that?" She's like, "Oh, it's nothing." He's like, "Oh, nothing." She's like, "Well, it's just like a book.
It's like a book I'm reading."
He's like, "Oh,
it's a Penny Dreadful."
And the whole time he's like slowly working his way around her. And he gets behind her and does that like shock tickle on her ribs, which makes her throw the book, and then he catches it.
Yeah, because he's like the slickest guy ever.
Yeah. It's all very genuine and very good.
It's extremely good.
Very wholesome, and I just want the best for them too. I can't wait until the season is over so I can headcanon them together, because we're not going to see Eric again.
Nope, defo not. But here's the thing. In the future, 100%, they have children. Like, there's no way they do not go off and get married. Then we cut to I think it's Shayla. I don't know who else is. It's Katie and Trip, and Katie is arm wrestling Danny. And I don't know who else is. Max there now?
Max,
I feel like Max would be also
Max
there.
Might be there.
I don't remember. But Katie and Danny are arm wrestling, and Katie's just like holding her hand there, and Danny's like, "Ugh."
Katie's yawning, like,
yeah, and Trip's just like, "Come on, Katie, just like finish it." And she just like throws him off.
Yeah. She's like, "Okay." And just throws him across the park.
It's very good. Then we get a Alyssa and Jen are like, go, and they like drop flags, and then Wes and Cole start racing, and Jen and Alyssa laugh, and then that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. Here's a question that I think is left unanswered.
Okay.
Does Jen stay?
Who knows?
Because I was told that we were gonna get like a wrap up, and that question still is not answered.
I think.
But there was the scene on the Animarium where they cuddled up under a blanket, and she did say like, "I can form my own destiny."
Yeah. So I think she stays.
She must stay.
I know. Jason Font comes back in Super Mega Force, and he comes back in Ninja Steel. I wonder if there's like a line reference to...
Where he just talks about Jen?
Yeah.
Or if Taylor ever comes back, she just talks about Eric, her cool husband Eric.
She doesn't come back because she like just kind of left acting out. This is like her only acting gig, which is a crime.
Yeah.
I feel like she would be like legitimately a popular actress right now.
She could at least knock out some Hallmark movies.
Yeah, for sure. Love Fallen Order 2, starring Alice. She's Allison Sullivan now. I did a Google. She got married. She has like a mustard farm or something. But like, she didn't know
that's
she was
yellow.
Like,
she still got it in her blood.
Right? She didn't know that she was like legit cult famous from Power Rangers until like last year. Which is wild to me.
Just went off to live on the farm.
Weird. Anyway, so Josh, I started.
Yeah.
What's the best?
I'm torn between the cool team up fight and and the barbecue scene.
Okay.
I think I'm going to give it to the barbecue scene because, man, I just want more Rangers hanging out. I don't even think we get that on core teams anymore. We don't get them just doing like teen stuff together anymore.
Yeah. I'm excited for the like next season. It's like a school environment, and then like Dino Thunder is like they're in high school, and I'm hoping when we get back to them being like kids with less responsibilities outside of Power Ranging in school, like we get more of that.
Yeah,
because I really miss Power Rangers just hanging out. Being
I miss
buds.
Yeah, I miss when half the show was just like Saved by the Bell, and then but they were superheroes.
So I think I'm gonna give the best to. Oh, it's so hard to pick. I have to give it to Jen and Alyssa doing their cool John Wick laser laser tag scene. Oh, did I give it to Taylor and Eric last time? I feel like I did.
I don't remember last time.
I don't either. I'm gonna give it to Jen and Alyssa's laser tag fight because it made me cry. It was so good. What's the worst?
Oh, the song, the sing song.
Yeah, sing song over the song, over this cool scene of them having fun and hanging out is just ruined, not ruined, but lessened by this terrible, awful, garbage song. Who's MVP?
Rancic, right?
I think it's Rancic.
Because he sacrifices himself to reabsorb his mutant powers out of the mute orgs to turn them back just into orgs. It's like... In his mind, knowing he's going to die when he does that. Like, this
he
is going
sure
to kill me.
He runs up like, I'm about to sacrifice myself.
Yeah, this is going to kill me, but it's going to undo this really bad thing I did and save my daughter, most importantly.
Yeah.
Because that's in the moment, he's only worried about Nadira, which is really cute.
Yeah, I love that.
But then he's just Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
And that's really cool, too.
I just love that he's like, cool, I'm going to open a bar.
You know what Turtle Cove needs? A nice juice bar.
A nice Oh, can you imagine?
Yes.
I would pay an exorbitant amount of money.
The rest of this season is just the Time Force Rangers stay. Rancic opens Hancic's juice bar. And all 12 of them just hang out and do cool stuff. And then like they have to fight a monster at the end.
Please, for me. I would love that so much. Rancic's also my MVP. Now we got to rank it. Josh, I have a feeling that it's not even too hard to rank this one.
I'm not even going
to
look. What's our previous number one?
Bear Brothers. The Bear Necessities.
I love Yogi and Babu, but...
As do I.
It's Boo Boo, not Babu.
Babu Boo.
Babu Boo. But this is better. This is better than that.
It is. It's a lot. Taylor. It's a lot better than the best episode of Wild Force, which yeah. I genuinely love that episode.
Taylor gets cool Zords in that episode, but she gets a cool husband in this one. So
yeah, I think that's also good. Like, her whole backstory is like my favorite thing of the season. This is just so good.
Yeah.
So coming in at number one, Reinforcements from the Future.
Taylor is given a lot to do in these episodes, and Merrick isn't, and so it's this perfect balance of good acting and bad acting.
All is right with the world until the song starts playing.
All the songs in the world, and you couldn't pick any other one.
Even if it would have just been that Ace of Base ass techno music with nothing, I cannot spell the goddamn word future to save my life. Future, there it is. All right. The new number one, Reinforcements from the Future. That's going to do it for us for this week. Josh, do you have the next episode pulled up?
I do. It's The Master's Last Stand.
Ooh.
And I read the description of it on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's gonna be pretty interesting, I think.
All right. So we're going to talk about that on Monday. That's going to be the only episode next week. And then after that, we're going to be back on 2 week for the remainder of the... Because there's at least one more two-parter, and I think by switching it back, it lines up, so we don't have to do it later. On Monday, talk about The Master's Last Stand, but until then...
May the power protect you.
I feel like I died, and this is my ghost, and I don't know how to talk or anything.
You do look awfully pale. There's no real definition. It's just a white shape.
Yeah.
Oh, spooky. No, spooky's over.
Oh, crap. I'm the ghost of Christmas future now.